Thank you for joining us for this lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ is located at 1303 Evangel Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35816, and can be reached by phone at area code 256-837-8730. Now we hope you'll open your Bible and join us as Glenn Colley brings us a lesson from God's Word.
What we're going to do is to have a sermonette tonight, an abbreviated lesson. And that will, then after that, we're going to eat together and then we'll start our family Bible week. And here's what I want to tell you tonight is that we try not to do any part of our teaching program haphazardly or accidentally. What we teach our children is done deliberately. Now, if you were to sit down and with a piece of paper to write down four or five essential concepts that you want your children and everybody else's children to really understand and grasp before they grow up and leave the West Huntsville family for other places, what would they be? What things would you put on your list? I want to make sure my kids really grasp these concepts. I would want them to understand to be merciful. I would want them to know kindness. I don't mean just how to receive kindness, but how to exhibit kindness and mercy toward others. Two, I would want them, I really want them, to understand that we have truth, that ultimate, absolute truth is attainable, and that it is in the Word of God. They've got to know that. The world is full of ambiguity. The world is full of the notion that truth is always relative. I don't want our kids to believe that. I want them always to look to the Word of God and say that's absolute truth. I know truth because we've got the Bible. Number three, I would want them to know, and I want them to know, accountability. That one day there will be a judgment and that we're going to stand before God. And then number four, I don't want them leaving this church, this city, and moving away when they grow up. I don't want them leaving without understanding about God's forgiveness. Now, we're going to convey that to these children this week. We're going to do it in these learning centers. And the way that it's going to be done is with parables of Jesus. Now, you know 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We believe that here. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. That's verse 16, but do you know what verse 15 says? 2 Timothy 3:15. Paul is bragging about Timothy, and he says, Now Timothy, from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, through Jesus Christ. I love that. I mean, I really do. I know that a person can be, some of you became Christians when you were already an adult. I know that some of you were adults before you obeyed the gospel. But the best way, you would agree, is for somebody to grow up with it. I mean, Paul said, from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures. That's what I want for our children. I want them to be able to look back on their days here, their childhood days, and say, I always knew that because they put that in me. I was taught that from a child. From a child, I've known those things. So, you start out with this business of mercy. The child's got to grow up understanding how to be merciful to others. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, if you won't be merciful to others, God won't be merciful to you. And in Matthew chapter 18, this is the parable that we're going to teach this week. There was a king who was owed some money. Now, why that was true, I don't know. Why he would loan money out, I don't know how that happened. But it's a parable, and that's beside the point. He calls one man in who owes him 10,000 talents. Now, a talent is a weight of gold or silver, like a pound or an ounce. Doesn't tell us if it's gold or silver. Doesn't matter, because the point is there's no way this man could ever pay it back. He owes way too much to ever pay back. And the king says, pay me. The man says, I can't, but if you'll be patient, I will pay you. And the king has mercy and says, I forgive you the debt. That's incredible. That's huge. I mean, he It would have been merciful for the king to say, I'll give you 5 years, even though the man couldn't pay it. I'll give you 10 years. You can pay it back. But he forgave the debt. And so the man goes out, but he finds a fellow servant who owes him 100 pence, just a little bit of money, not much, and says, you pay me. And the man says, I can't. But if you'll be merciful to me and give me some time, I'll pay you back. But he wouldn't. And he commanded him to be sold and become a slave to pay this debt. And Jesus said, what do you think the king is going to say? The king heard about it and he said, bring him back. And he said, I will put him to the tormentors. I don't know what that means, but it sounds terrible. And the point is that Jesus says that if we're not going to be merciful, God's not going to be merciful to us. I want our children to know that. I want adults to be able to say 30 years from now, from a child, I knew about being merciful. Number two, we're going to teach them about truth. Now, this is Luke chapter 8. And Jesus said that a sower went forth to sow his seed. Now, as you picture this, don't picture planting individual seeds. Picture broadcasting seeds. Because the parable won't work otherwise. Now, you know when you do that you're going to waste some seed. Every farmer understands that. That's okay. But it's just quicker that way to broadcast the seed. You're just throwing the seed out. Well, some of the seed, Jesus said, fell on the hard wayside soil. That's the sidewalk that everybody walks on to get to their farms. But it was packed down and the seed can't penetrate the soil. Some of the seed fell on the rocky soil. It's a thin crust of dirt, but beneath it is a bedrock. Well, the seed's going to fall there and it's going to come up, but it's not going to last very long. I mean, you have a little tender plant spring up, but when the sun comes up, it'll kill it because there's no depth of root. And then some of the seed is going to fall on the thorny ground, Jesus said. And well, it'll come up and it'll be fine, but the weeds will come up around it and eat it up. That's like my garden. It'll just be destroyed. And then he said, some of the seed fell on good ground, and it brought forth much fruit. And then he said, now, that seed on the wayside is about people's hearts. Each of these is about people's hearts. And in verse 11 of Luke 8, he says, now the seed is the word of God. That's important. See, that's the truth. We've got the truth, and you plant the truth in the hearts of people, and sometimes their hearts will be like the wayside soil. It's not that the seed's not good. The seed is perfectly good, and the soil is good enough. I mean, there's intelligence in people. That's not the problem. The problem is that they're hard toward it, biased toward it. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not interested in Christianity. I'm not interested in your Bible. They're like that hard soil, and some of them are going to be like the rocky soil. They'll obey the gospel fast. But then, before long, a few days pass, a few weeks pass, and what they realize is that sometimes Christianity is very challenging. Sometimes it's going to be hard. It's like that sun shining down on that plant, and these folks don't have any depth about them. And before long, they die. They lose it. And then the thorny. This one's so very common. This is the heart of a person that says, I'm a Christian. I've become a Christian. And then realizes, you know, there's a time consumption involved here. But they say, well, I'm so very busy. I just have so many other things in my life. I really don't have time to worship God faithfully. I really don't have time to live the kind of Christian life that Jesus teaches. That's the thorny soil. And then the good. I want our children to know that, don't you? I want them to know about truth. And that truth planted in people's hearts can grow. But we've got to be the right kind of heart. And then Jesus taught us from Luke chapter 15 about forgiveness. Well, I skipped accountability. Matthew 25, here's accountability. You remember the parable of the talents. In the parable of the talents, a very wealthy man's going to take a trip. He wants to invest his money. He has servants. He leaves one talent with one man, two with another, five with another. And then he leaves, says, now invest my money. And he goes, and the five-talent man makes five more. The two-talent man makes two more. The one-talent man has buried his. He did nothing. He just has the one. The point of all of that, though, is the judgment day. That's in Matthew 25. It's about the judgment day. And simply that there's going to be a day of accountability. Is that too harsh to teach our children? No. Jesus wanted us to know it. And this parable is remarkable. We need to know. We need to know from the get-go that there's a day of accountability. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or evil. There's a day of accountability. And then the last one is Luke 15. And this one is so precious. The parable of the prodigal. And we're going to teach this, and the reason is that it's given to us by Jesus, perhaps many reasons. And one is, we want to teach him forgiveness. I mean God's forgiveness. And that no matter how far away I may have strayed from my God, I can come back. I mean, so long as I've got air in my lungs and my heart's beating in my chest, I can come back. And if I will be penitent, my God will forgive me. I want our children to know that before they leave home, before they grow up and leave us here from West Huntsville. Some of them will stay. I'd be okay if all of them would just stay with us, Kelly. But if they leave or stay, I want them to know about God's compassion. And this is true despite the fact it's going to be a day of accountability. There will be that day of accountability, but if we'll come to Him on His terms, He is plenteous in mercy, and He will forgive. What are we going to teach this week? Would you just be praying about this and praying about our children? We're going to teach them about how to be merciful and the importance of being merciful in our lives. We're going to teach them about truth and that the truth is the Word of God and it's attainable and it's absolute and it's ultimate. I mean, this is the ultimate reality. We're going to teach them about accountability and that one day there will be a judgment day. And we're going to teach them about God's forgiveness. I wonder if there's someone here this evening that's ready to become a Christian who is eager for the forgiveness of God. I've walked long enough in the way that leads to destruction. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. And I know the only way to do that is through Jesus Christ. Tonight you can obey the gospel. Repent of your sins and confess Jesus. We'll be happy to baptize you into Christ for the remission of your sins. If you already are a Christian, but you really need the prayers of the brothers and sisters who are here, we'd be happy to take all the time we need to pray with you and for you. We're going to sing a song of encouragement. If you'd like to respond, come as we stand and sing.
We hope you've enjoyed this lesson from God's Word, brought to you by the West Huntsville Church of Christ. If you would like to continue your study of God's Word with a Bible correspondence course, please contact the church office at area code 256-837-8730.